And joining us now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have our terrorism expert, Colonel Dave Gavigan. Thank you for joining us again today. You've been a regular guest here since 9/11 for the past 20 years. So we appreciate you joining us this morning.
Good morning, Christine. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? And, you know, we've talked over the years about lessons learned from 9/11 from a strategic point. What do you think we have learned in the past 20 years about how to prevent something like this happening again?
Well, first of all, I think the general public, you know, if you see something, say something. I think that's been a big, big help. Secondly, I think that the items that were put in place after 9/11, both at the airports and some of the tactics that have changed locally, I know that Chief Phil Travis over there in Marshfield does a great job, and he's well aware of the things that go on in his community. And a lot of this is community-based, so if you see something in the community, please help us out and make a call.
Now, do you think because of all this effort that's been made to report things, take care of things, extra precautions, is that why you feel that there probably hasn't been another major attack in the U.S. in 20 years?
Probably so, Christine, you know, and what I wanted to do, too, today is I wanted to mention a couple of local people, Jennifer Lynn Cain of Plymouth and Billy Hunt from Kingston. They were two people who were killed. There were 412 first responders killed at the World Trade Center, 412. Just think of that. So if you're out today driving around, thank a policeman or a fireman for the great job they do every day. Now, I have met the 20th hijacker, and I think I mentioned this before to you. Zacharias Moussaoui never made the flight. He was picked up in Minnesota, and when they brought him to New York, I was in New York at the World Trade Center in the recovery effort, and we picked him up at Kennedy Airport about 3 o'clock in the morning, took him over to the Brooklyn Detention Center. 2 years later, I met him again, but this time he was in a jail down in Alexandria, Virginia. And I walked into his cell, and he came right up and got in my face, and he said, "God, curse the USA. These are not nice people. They hate us." And I just want people to know there are people in our communities who do not like America. And we're seeing this more and more each day, as just this past week, pulling up all the flags that were put on the common. There are people out there who do not like America. So please pay attention. If you see something, say something. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much. And of course, again, that's Colonel Dave Gavigan, a terrorism expert. Thank you for joining us. And thank you for all the times over the past 20 years that you've given us your thoughts and analysis of what's happening. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you, Christine.